Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Beis, four lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, and let us recall that we already mentioned the concept of Eid Echad and Bizurin, and we also mentioned the concept of Rav, and Amram Nachman Am Rav, and Rav Nachman told us the name of Rav, Ra Echad Sheshachat Im Ra'o Mitchilu Vatzayif Mutalechum Shchitasai. If one saw someone shechting an animal, and he saw the entire procedure from the beginning until the end, then it would be mutter to eat from this person Shchita, and one could eat from that animal, and Vimlav Asalach. However, if he did not witness the entire process and the entire shechita, then he would not be allowed to eat from the shechita. And the Gemara is hechidami, and what is the case that Rav is discussing? And let's keep in mind that certainly Rav cannot be discussing a case of a cotton that shechted, and as long as the Rav is achirim reina isa and the shechitas and shira, as number one, that was already taught us in our Mishnah, and therefore this din would be pashut. And number two, the lashon of Rav was ra echad sheshachat, that he saw someone shechting. And if Rav is discussing the case of a katan, he would have specifically stated ra katan sheshachat. And the Gemara continues as idi yada de gamer lamali ra, as if he knows that this person is someone that knows hilchas shechita and knows how to shecht. Then why do you have to actually see him? You could just ask him if he shechted properly. And we previously learned eid echad and bizurin idi yada de loy gamer. And if he knows that this person certainly doesn't know hilchas shechita, then pshita, then it's pashut that the only way that he'll be able to eat from this person shechita is if he witnesses they actually shechted properly. And if you didn't witness the entire procedure, then it would be also to eat from a shechita. And as Rashi states, pshita dura muta d'holei shav loy doras v'loy ra asa shem ashoi doras. And the Gemara continues to ask v'el v'loy yodai gomer y'loy gomer. If you will explain, the Rav is discussing a scenario where one doesn't know if the person that they saw do the shechita is someone that knows hilchas shechita or doesn't know hilchas shechita. However, the Gemara is lema roi mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchen hein, that this can't be the case of Rav, as in this scenario we would follow a Rav, and we have a Rav that Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, and as Rashi explains, that Rav people who would undertake to do Shechita are certainly Beki and Behilcha Shechita, as in Loi Hoya Mumcha, Loi Hoya Shechet, and even if this person is no longer around, in order to ask him if he's a Mumcha or not, we can still rely on the Rav, and Miloi Tanya, and haven't we learned to the Braisa, HaReisha Matzah Tana Gela Shechuta B'Shok, Oisha Amal Shluchait, Tzei Shechait, V'Halacha Matzah Shachat, that if someone is in the marketplace and he finds a hen that was already shachat, or if someone tells the shliach to go shecht an animal for him, then the Baal Bayis finds that this animal was already shachat, so there's a chazaka that was shechted properly, as the Gemara states, Almar Minad, Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, and clearly we see that Rav Shechtin, that shecht an animal, are Mumchen, and Hachinami Lema, Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, and therefore in a scenario where we're unsure if this person was a mumcha or not, should rely on Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, and why would Rav require that he has to see the Shechita mitchilu v'ad sof? Finally, the Gemara explains the scenario that Rav is discussing as La'ilum Diyadud Le'gomer, as really we're talking about a case where he knew that this person that did the Shechita is not a mumcha and did not learn Hilchas Shechita. And although previously we stated that in that case it should be Pshita, however, the Gemara explains that the Chiddush of Rav is in a specific scenario, Uchigoyin the Shechah Kamon Chad Simon Shaper. And we're talking about a scenario where Reuven supervised part of the Shechita, and he saw that Shimon shechted the first Simon properly, and therefore Ma'ar Tema mid high Shaper, Hach Nami Shaper, and one would have a Havmina that since we already verified that Shimon shechted the first Simon properly, so we should rely that Shimon most likely shechted the second Simon properly, and Kamash Blon, High Stramui, Stramulei, Idich Shamashar, Shamadaras, that even though he shechted the first Simon properly, so it happened to be that he had beginner's luck, and he shechted properly, but it would still not create a chazaka that he was shecht the second simmering properly. And therefore, Rav teaches us that the only time that we can rely on the shechita is only mero mitchilu v'ad sof, and only then mutalecha b'shechitasai. However, mimlav asalecha b'shechitasai. And if you didn't see him shecht the second simmering properly, it will be asa to eat from the shechita. Before we continue, let us point out that we previously saw a brisa, and we explained this brisa based on Rashi. That reisha matzah tana gila shechuta b'shok oisha amal shlucha tzei shechita. And in the first case, a random person found an animal that was already nishchat. In the case of Ha'im L'Shluchai, the Baal Bayis was the one who ultimately found that the animal was already nishchat. However, Ayin and Taisis Diva Maschel Isha Am L'Shluchai, Taisis explains, May Karatana Matzot HaNagil L'Shchuta B'Shok, the Ikalameim Baal La Shachtul, as in that case we could say that the Baalim of the animal was the one that shechted it and then lost the animal in the marketplace. V'had Omad Da'afil Am L'Shluchai Matzah Shliach Shishchuta, Da'ash V'Shloi B'Shus Nishchuta, that the second case is talking about a scenario where the shliach was the one that found that the animal was nishchat, and certainly he knows that he didn't shecht the animal, even though he was the one that was given the task to shecht the animal. So based on Roy, we could still rely that it was shechted properly. And Ayin the Meiri, the only time that we could rely on this chazaka and this Roy is only b'makom shein lachos l'shchitas nachri k'goyin sheru b'Yisrael and v'yesh mefarshim dafka b'kulo Yisrael. And Ayin the Mefarshim, where does the machlek is, if in the case where we find that someone shechted and we're not sure if he's a baki or not, certainly if he's no longer around, then we could rely on this Roy. However, if he would be around, would we have to test him, or would we be able to rely on this Roiv even without testing him? And our Gemara continues, and Rav Dimi bar Yosef asks his Rebbe Rav Nachman, what would the halacha be if someone tells the shliach to go shecht and then he finds that the animal was nishchat, so would it be kosher or not? And Rav Nachman responded that it would be kosher, and as we previously saw in the Braisa, where the Braisa taught us, Risha Matzah Tana Gila Shluta B'Shok, Aisha Amal Shlucha Tzei Shechait V'Halachum Matzah Shachat Cheskas Shachat. However, in our Gemara, Rav Dimi bar Yosef continued and asked from Rav Nachman, Ha'imal Shlucha Tzei U'Trayim V'Halachum Matzah Tarim Ma'i and Amaloi In Cheskas Tarim. And if Reuven says to Shimon, go and take off Truma from my produce, and then Reuven goes and he either sees a small pile of Tzvua next to the rest of his produce, or he finds that he has less produce than before, then what would Halacha be? And Rav Nachman responded that he could not rely on this truma, and he would have to take off truma once again. Rav Dimi now asks Rav Nachman, "Manu shach ich hazak shliach eis shlichusa afilu truma nami v'in hazak shliach eis shlichusa afilu shchita nami loy." Now the chayyur is a steer between these two psakim, as if we hold hazak shliach eis shlichusa, then his truma should be valid as well, as we can rely on the chazaka that the shliach did what he was supposed to do and he took off truma. If you will tell me that even if a shliach accepts it upon himself as shlichus, that is not a guarantee that he will actually perform his shlichus, and why would Rav Nachman have paskin that he could rely on a shchita if possibly his shliach did not perform his shlichus and he didn't shecht the animal and it was someone else that shechted the animal and maybe that person wasn't a baki b'hilchus shchita? And Ayin Rashi chazok shliach oisin shlichusai kol hashluchin oisin shlichusan u'machzikin lehu b'kach me'achash nesratzu b'shlichusam v'im ein oisin shlichusan afilu b'shchita namin loy d'shem loy shlucha shachat ela achash ein baki b'hilchus shchita, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded to Rav Dimi bar Yosef, L'chisech Allah kur de milcha, that I will respond to you if you go and bring me a kur of salt. And this was his way of telling him that I'm going to tell you something to Choshev, that you should even be ready to pay me to know the answer to this question. As Rashi states, L'chisech Allah kur de milcha, k'shetimdidli kur shel malach b'schah shel imilcha, if you measure me out a kur of salt as payment for what I'm about to tell you. And as Rashi states, Ubidichusa ba'almuhu, certainly Rav Nachman would have not asked from Rav Dimi for payment, as certainly a Rebbe has to teach his Talmud without getting paid. And Rav Nachman answered, Lo ilum in chazaka shliach eis shlichusai, really we do not rely on a chazaka that a shliach will perform his shlichas, and therefore we had a question that why would a shchita be valid? And Rav Nachman explains, Ushchita inami in a shachrin a shama v'ozl shachat, and b'degei a shchita, even if the shliach did not perform his shlichas, and there was someone else that heard that Reuven wanted his animal to be shachat, and he went and shechted Reuven's animal, as we previously stated, that if someone goes and shechts an animal, it must be that he was a mumcha, as otherwise he would not undertake to do shchita, and therefore it must be that the shchita is valid. However, b'negei truma, dilma in a shachrin a shama v'azal taram, so since there's a possibility that the shliach did not perform his shlichus, and possibly the truma was taken off by another individual that heard that Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to go and take off truma from my produce, and his afreshes truma would not be valid, as habli term shleimidas, but term shleimidas in trumasi truma. And as Rashi brings down that the whole concept of shlichus is learned from the din of truma, and as we learn from the pasuk at the end of Pashas Kerech that states, "Kein terimu gam atem trumas Hashem mikol maaser seichem hashetichu meis bnei Yisrael unesatim menu as trumas Hashem la'aron hakoyin." The pasuk states the extra word of gam, and we learn out l'rabbi shluchachem. And as Rashi brings down, we know ma atem l'datchem af shluchachem l'daitchem, that just like when a person takes off truma, he's doing it with his own knowledge. So therefore, when a shliach takes off truma, it must be done with the knowledge of the Baal HaBayis. And since this person took off truma without the knowledge of the Baal HaBayis, so therefore the truma would not be valid, and he must take off truma once again. And Ayin Rashbu points out that even though our Gemara states lo ilim min chazaka shliach is shtuchusai, however, that is specifically kein dvarim halolu kamar klima b'duraisa could go in shchita v'tikin tivolim ulakula al b'drabona nafilu kula minon chazaka shliach is shtuchusa and b'duraisa nami lakula leaminon. However, even b'duraisa l'chumra minon, and we will be choishish for a chazaka that shliach is shtuchusai. And as the Gemara Mesechtas Nazir teaches us, ha'im l'shlucha tseve kadishli ishu meisa shliach also b'chol nashim shba ilam, and this is based on a chazaka that shliach is shtuchusai. And the Gemara now continues that although up until this point we took for granted that roy mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchein, however the Gemara is leimu roy mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchein tanoi, then let us say that this concept of roy mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchein is machlekes tanoim. And before we continue, let us point out that the Gemara will discuss various places where someone will potentially find meat and what would be halacha of that basar, and we will discuss a bias which is someone's home, and we will discuss an ashba which refers to a public garbage dump. We will discuss an ashba shivabayas, which refers to someone's private garbage and private garbage area in their home. And Taisus will also discuss if someone finds meat in a public area, and for example, in a shuk, but the basar was not found in a garbage dump. And Taisus will equate the case of shuk b'loy ashba to a case of ashba shivabayas. And our Gemara now continues the tanyan, as we learned to the brisa, ha'resha of the leikudiyah v'tana goyla v'halachum matzan shchutin, that if someone lost goats or chickens, and then he finds his goats and his chickens that were already nishkad, Rabbi Yehuda Isa and Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua b'yisei aglivli mater, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it will be usa to eat these chickens or these goats, while Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi b'yisei aglivli, holds that it will be mutter to eat these chickens and these goats. And right now, the havmin of the Gemara is, this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina is in all scenarios, and it doesn't make a difference where you found your chickens or where you found your goats. And therefore, the brisa continues that Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe stated, Niran div Rabbi Yehuda shematzon ba'ashba, and the div Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua b'yisei aglivli shematzon ba'bayis, that although Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina are choylik in multiple cases, however, in a scenario where one finds basar in a public garbage dump, then it must be that it was in a vela, and that's why someone threw it into that garbage dump, and therefore I would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it must have been in a vela, and therefore it would be asar. However, in a scenario where one finds his basar shchuta in a regular home and is not in a garbage dump, then it would seem that this basar is still kosher, and that's why it was not thrown in a garbage dump, and therefore I would paskin like Rabbi Chanina that this basar would be kosher. And Ayin Rashi derech nevelos lahashlich la'ashba, and Rashi states that in the Habmina we understand min the common Rebbe Niran div Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashba mechlal the polig Rabbi Chanina afilu ba'ashba, and min the common div Rabbi Chanina ba'bayis mechlal the polig Rabbi Yehuda afilu ba'bayis, as we explained. L'maisa at this point to the Gemara, since we see a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, that in all scenarios there's a machlekes if we could rely if this basar is shchuta or not shchuta. So the Gemara now explains my lab hakamifli. So the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina is as follows: the masa barminin roy mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchenhein, as Rabbi Chanina must hold roy mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchenhein, and therefore we can rely on roy. And wherever you would find basar shchuta, we would say that most likely it was kosher, and therefore he says that the basar would be kosher. Umasav roy minin roy mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchenhein, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do not have a klal and roy that roy mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchenhein, and therefore when you find basar, so it doesn't make a difference where you found basar, we would not be able to rely on that shchita. Therefore, it would be usa to eat that basar. However, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak responds, loy as the kuli alma roy mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchenhein, that really even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that roy mitzuyin itzel shchita are considered mumchen, and therefore rubayis the kuli alma loy pligi the shari. And certainly, if you found this meat in a house, then certainly it would be mutter, as we rely on a roiv. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita are mumchin. And similarly, ba'ashba shebashuk the kuli amalei pligi d'asar, if we would find basar of an animal in a public garbage dump, then certainly even Rabbi Nechemi would agree that although there's a general roiv that roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchin, however, one would not throw good meat into a garbage dump, and therefore there's reis on this roiv, and it must be that this basar was actually basar nevela, and that's why they threw it into a public garbage dump. And as Rashi states, the asa the kivin the shlichim sham vadid in snavlo b'shkitasa b'shihir b'drasa, and Rashi is pointing out that even if you find a full corpse and one can see that the simanim were cut properly, however, we would still be choishish that possibly the shchita was pasul based on shihir and drisa, and therefore we would not be able to actually ascertain that it was kosher. And since it was found in an ashpa shabashuk, therefore it would still be asa to eat this meat. Rav Nachman Beisel continues, Ki pligi ba'ashba shiva bayis, that the only case where Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemiah are choylik is only in a case where we found basar in a ashba shiva bayis and a private garbage area. Is masova adam osel lahatul nevelasi ba'ashba shiva bayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's normal for a person to throw their nevela into their private garbage dump until they will have the time to go and take it to the public garbage dump. And therefore, we have to be choishish that this basar is asar. However, masova in adam osel lahatul nevelasi ba'ashba shiva bayis. However, Rabbi Chanina holds that's not normal for someone to throw an avela into the private garbage dump, and as Rashi points out, Mishum de Misrach v'ikar reach ra, as certainly that will smell up the house and will be a terrible odor in the home. Therefore, it must be that a person threw it into the private garbage dump in order to store it for a little while. Really, it is not busting avela. Therefore, in this case, Rabbi Chanina ben Eshua Rabbi Yisrael Glidi was mater and said that the buster was mutter. And the Gemara continued that although Rabbi Nachman Beitzel just taught us that it's possible to explain that everyone agrees that Rabbi Mitzu and Eitzel Shechita are Mumchen Hain, and certainly we can now understand the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, and it's only referring to a case where one found basa in Ashba Shevabayis. However, the Gemara will now be bothered as to how to understand the Shita of Rabbi that was brought in the Braisa, as Rabbi stated in the Roy and Divra Rabbi Yehuda Shemitzon Ba'ashba, Vidur Rabbi Chanina B'neshu Rabbi Sebluli Shemitzon Ba'ayis, and from the words of Rabbi, it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina choluk in all cases, and as we previously explained, and the Gemara continues, Amamar, that we previously stated, Amar Rabbi, Nirayin to Rabbi Yehuda, Shemitzon Ba'ashba, and my Ashba, and what Ashba is he referring to, as Ilema Ashba Shebashok, as if he's talking about a public garbage dump, Ha'amr to Kulam Ble Pligi Dasa, but we already stated, even Rabbi Chanina would agree, that would be Asar, and why would Rabbi have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, El Abshita Ba'ashba Shebabayis, and therefore it must be that Rabbi is referring to Ashba Shebabayis, and he's telling us that even though there's a machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, however, I am passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that will be Asar. However, the Gemara continues and will now ask a stira in the words of Rabbi, as Emo Seifa, let us see the next part of the words of Rabbi, as Vidivri Rabbi Chanina ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Glili Shemitzon Bebayis, as Rabbi stated that I will passing like Rabbi Chanina ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Glili, where one finds a basar in a house. And once again, the Gemara is bothered, my bias, that what does Rabbi refer to when he discusses a bias, as Ilema Bias Mamish, as if he will say that one found meat in an actual home, Ha'amrit to Kulam Bele Pligadishari, but we just stated that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Chanina that the basa would be mutter. Certainly, when someone leaves the basa in the bayis, we can rely that Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hain, and therefore all would agree that this meat is kosher, El Pshita Ba'ashba Sheva Bayis, and therefore it must be that Rabbi is discussing the Ashba Sheva Bayis. Rabbi is teaching us that if you find meat in the Ashba Sheva Bayis, then we're passing like Rabbi Chanina that the meat would be mutter, and the Gemara therefore is Kasha de Rabbi Ad Rabbi, that we have a stira in the words of Rebbe, as we just explained that both in the Reisha and Seifa, Rebbe is discussing the Ashba Sheva Bayis, and the Reisha passing Zarek Rabbi Yehuda, and the Seifa passing Zarek Rabbi Chanina. And we continue on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. The Gemara answers that Hachi Kamar, that this is the way to understand the words of Rebbe. Rebbe is actually not coming to Paskin either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Chanina, but he's actually teaching us how to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, and exactly like Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak already taught us, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina are not being choluk in the case where you found a basar in a bayis, or where you found a basar in the Ashba Shebashok. And as the Gemara continues to explain, that what Rabbi meant is Niro and Divra Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua Rabbi Yisrael Glili ba'Ashba Shebashok, she'af Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua Rabbi Yisrael Glili nechalka lov el ba'Ashba Shebabayis al ba'Ashba Shebashok moidulei. Now, although in some scenario, certainly Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua Rabbi Yisrael Glili is choluk Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that this basar would be mutar. However, even Rabbi Chanina b'nei Shua Rabbi Yisrael Glili would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if you found basa in a public garbage dump, then certainly that basa would be usar. As Rabbi Chanina ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Glili is only chelik Rabbi Yehuda, where one finds basar in a private garbage dump, and as we previously explained, and I in the shita who is gerus v'nirur and div Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yehuda shematzoyim bebayis af Rabbi Yehuda lenechlov al ba'ashba shebayis al ba'ayis meidulei. Now, although certainly Rabbi Yehuda is chelik Rabbi Chanina in some scenario, and in that scenario Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the basa would be usar. However, certainly Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Chanina ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Glili that in the case where you found basar in the bayis, that certainly we would rely on Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hain, and therefore the basar would be mutar, and the only time Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Glili are chaylik is only in a case where it's an Ashba Sheva bayis, as we explained. And Ayin and Baal Taisis on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, where Taisis explains that not only is the machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina in the case of Ashba Sheva bayis, but Hu Adin the Pligi B'Shuk B'Loy Ashba, that the same machlik would apply if one finds basar that's lying around in the marketplace, and even if it's not in a garbage dump, as Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that we would still rely on Rav. However, Rabbi Chanina would hold that since it's not normal for a person to leave basar in a marketplace, then possibly this was thrown out because it's an avela, and therefore he would hold that it's asar. And as his points out, and also in the second Tabalan Tesis on Dafyud Bezum and Aleph, Diva Maskal Harisha of the Legadiyav, and Tesis states, who had the Nigdavu, that even if it was stolen from him, then he finds that it's Shachud, that we could still rely that it's Kosher, and even though the person was Kosher to steal, he still has a Cheskles Kosher, that he was Shech properly, and as Tesis states, who had the Nigdavu, the Meshum Nechosha Agneva, like Choshen Avela, who the Septic Tani Behedya, Nigdav, like Tanagaylus, and Mitzah, Ayin Sham. And Agamar now continues and quotes from Mishnah, and the Mishnah and Daf Bezum and Aleph, the Mishnah stated, how Kol Sheikhtim Vishchitasim Shira, Chutz Micher Shait Vekotan, Shem Yekalkula Shchitasan. We already explained in detail that the Mishnah means to tell us that anyone could shech l'chadchila. It is also one case where someone could shech only b'di'eved. However, chereshet v'katan cannot even shech b'di'eved. And as the Mishnah explains, shem yikalkul shchitasan. However, the Mishnah also states v'kulin sheshechtu v'achem reinayson shchitasan k'sheira. And as Rashi points out in our sugya and in Taisus on Daf Beis and Beis, he already quoted this Rashi. And after the Gemara explained our Mishnah in various ways, the Gemara asked that when the Mishnah states v'kulin sheshechtu ahayikai, and the Gemara pointed out, and if you will say that this clause in the Mishnah is only referring back to the din of Chereshet V'Katan, but since the Mishnah just mentioned the din about a Chereshet V'Katan, so the Mishnah should have stated that if they did Shechita and there was a Chirim Reinayson, then Shechitas and Kshira. Rashi and Taisus both point out that certainly, even according to the Maskana, this clause is certainly going back on Chereshet V'Katan, and certainly if a Chirim Reinayson, then it would be Kosher. And our Gemara now begins that since we just explained that when our Mishnah stated Chutz Mecheresheit V'Katan, that the Mishnah is teaching us that in a case where it's not a Chirim Reinayson, so certainly a Cheresheit V'Katan cannot Shech L'Chadchila, but even if a Cheresheit V'Katan would Shech B'Di'eved, that Shechita would not be valid, as we would have to be Cheshish, that they already Shechted this animal improperly, and therefore our Gemara now is Shem Akilkulu Laiktani, El Shem Yukalkulu, if the Mishnah means to teach us that the Shechita of a Cheresheit V'Katan is not even Kosher B'Di'eved, then the Mishnah should have used Lashon Avar, that they likely already ruined the Shechita. Why did the Mishnah use the Lashon Asid? And why did the Mishnah state that potentially they will be Mekalkel Shechita? And it's Mashma were only concerned that they will be Mekalkel Shechita in the future, but it's Mashma that B'di'evit, if there was Shech, it would be valid, even if Achirim were not Reinayson. And certainly that is not true. And the Gemara responds, Am Rava was Samagurus, Am Rabba, Zoy Samaris, a Moslem Chulun Chachila, that the Mishnah is teaching us that even in a case where it's Achirim Reinayson, we should still not allow a cotton to shecht, as although certainly if the cotton shechts and he does a proper job, then the shechita would be valid. However, lemaisa, we have to be choshish that the potentially they will shecht improperly. And Rashi states, and the reason is because the mu'adim him lekalkel. And as the Rashi states, and this is not only an itza teva, but is a potential isser, and this will cause bal tashris. And the Rashi continues on that Bezum and Aleph, Inami the Ikal Mechash, the Kivin Regilim Chol Esel Kalkal, and Dimla Yishu Vidrusu, Vlava Dayotayo, the Achim, and Malayim, since they are Muadim Lahim Kalkal. Therefore, we have to be Cheshish that potentially, even if someone is watching them, they won't realize that they actually did the Shechita improperly. And keep in mind that at the top of that view of Bezum and Aleph, where the Gemara explained that according to Rav, if one actually doesn't know if someone is a Mumchu or not, then one has to be Oymid Al Gabov, some Rishainim hold that din is exactly the same as in the case of a katan. Even if it's a chayim reinayson, that person should not shecht, and it's only a din b'di'eved. However, other rishonim explain that din is even l'chatchila, as although our Gemara just stated that we would not allow a katan to shecht l'chatchila, even when it's a chayim reinayson. However, that is because they're mu'adim him l'kalkal. However, we would not be concerned about this by a gadol. Therefore, as long as there's a chayim reinayson, they could even shecht l'chatchila, ayin sham. Now, our Gemara now continues that a Mishnah stated v'kulin sheshachta v'achirim reinayson shchitasin kshira, that b'di'eved if a chereshet v'katan shechted and it was achirim reinayson, then the shchita would be valid. And Ayin Rashi points out that although a chereshet v'katan and certainly have kavana to cut a piece of meat, as they certainly have intent to do a specific action, however in lam das l'skavan l'shchita, and therefore our Gemara states man tana d'loy be'in in kavana l'shchita, that that who is the Tanava Mishnah that does not require Kavanah L'Shchita. Therefore, as long as there was a Gadol Imed Al Gabein, then their Shchita would be kosher. And the Gemara explains, Amravo Rab Nosin Hi. Now Rav explains that this is the sheet of Rab Nosin, and we pass him like Rab Nosin, the Tani Oishia Zeira Dimun Chavraya, and based on Rashi, Mesechtes Tainis on Daf Chavdal Amid Aleph, and Rashi later on in Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, he explains this in two different ways, as either Oishia was the youngest of the Talmidei HaYeshiva, and he was the youngest from the Chavirim of the Yeshiva, or he explains that this Oishia was the younger Oishia, as there was another Oishia in the Yeshiva, and he was the younger Oishia from the Chavirim. And Rashi explains the Mincha Vraya that's referring to the Bnei Yeshiva. However, Ayin Tesis, Shemokrim, the Chavraya is the name of a place, Kedamin and Bereshus Rabbah, Avim and Mincha Vraya, Mevaka Bishayav, Ayin Shom. The Maisa Oishia brought the following Braisa that states, Zorak Sakin, Lunaratza Bekoisol, that if Reuven throws a knife and his Kavana is in order to throw it into a wall, and the Hoch of Vishachta Kedaka, and instead of going directly into the wall, it actually sliced the neck of an animal properly, and it cut the Kana and Vesha. Even though he did not have kavana to shech this animal, Rab Nosson machshev acham poislin. Rab Nosson says it's kosher and acham pasul, and therefore we see Rab Nosson's demanda omar to loy be in kavana, and therefore it would make sense that Rab Nosson's the Tanav Mishnah that holds that although a chereshet v'katan are not shech to kavana for shchita, that the shchita could still be valid. And the Gemara continues, who tani love who amla that Oishia brought his brisa, and he also explained that loch Rab Nosson that we pass on Rab Nosson, and as Rashi states, who tani law the ashach masisa v'garsa who amal law loch krab nasin who amal midaita shall loch krab nasin. And the Gemara now is v'abeinu meilech maybe how could Rab Nosson state that the shchita would be valid if the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis teaches us that in order to have a proper shchita one must use a back and forth motion, and in this case he only went one way and he didn't come back and slice the animal's neck a second time, and l'chayyur that should be possible. The Gemara responds shahalchu ba kedaka that in a chenami. The scenario would have to be where the knife went and cut the neck of the animal and then ricocheted off a wall and came back and once again sliced the neck of the animal. And although certainly it is not a scenario that actually would have occurred, however, the main point of this braisa is in order to teach us the basis for the machlekes between Rab Nosson and Chachamim, and Rab Nosson is the Tanava Mishnah that holds that there is no requirement to have kavana to do shchita, and as long as someone had kavana to throw the knife and he put Kayar Gavra into his action, then the shchita would be valid. And Ayin Rashi who points out that really the Gemara could have stated that the only time there's a requirement to go back and forth is only when you're using a shorter knife. However, if one is using a long knife that is at least the length of the two times the neck of an animal, then one doesn't have to go back and forth. And as Rashi points out, based on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Sogilei Balichas Lechuda El Bekaldu Mahadalukume Afilu Bizemel. However, the Gemara wants to give an example where the question could even be valid, even if someone is using a smaller knife, Ayin Rashi. Ayin Taisus, who is bothered, the Bishleiman by a katan, whereas Rashi pointed out that a katan had kavana to cut the animal's neck, that would suffice, even though he didn't have kavana l'shchita. However, in this case, where we zarek sakin, so l'chur, he didn't even have kavana to slice the neck of the animal, and why should this be valid? And Zak Taisus, hachosha miskavan l'chaticha, that by just throwing a knife, that is considered enough of kavana. And as long as it was Kayach Gavra, and as the Torah states in Yerudei and Simon Gimel, and Ayin in Tap Tesis on Daf Yud Beis and Beis and Dibur Maschel Man Tana Delay Be Inan Kavon L'Shchita, and Taisu bothered that's Mash Mahacha the Chereshet V'Katan Lab Bnei Kavon Nenu, that the Chereshet V'Katan and not Bnei Kavon Afilu Achim Oim Nal Gabon, and Besayf Ber Beis Gittin Tnan Hakol Kshein Licht of Esaget Afilu Chereshet V'Katan. And the Gemara is Valoy Lab Bnei Dayan Nenu, and the Gemara answers that it's talking about a case of Gadol Oim Nal Gabov, and therefore we see that they're considered Bnei Kavon Lishma because you're Gadol Oim Nal Gabov. And Taisu responds that Bnei Gaya Aged, that since there was a Gadol Oim Nal Gabov, Hainu Shem Lam Noim Son, Umazir Noisom Lassis Lishma, Aval Hocha Achim Reina Isom Baal Mokomar, and Afagad Brish Pirkin Kori Lachim Reina Isom Gadol Oim Nal al gabav, it's still only referring to someone that's watching them, but they are not actually teaching them to have kavanah lishma, ayin and taisvis, and we will stop over here.